What can you tell us about Armia?
It's longer than day-to-day lower body. I'm going to say it's a week before we get him back on the ice.
Any updates on Little or Ehlers?
No. So Nicky Ehlers will be either tomorrow or the next day when his week from the last specialist is, other than positive. And with Brian, there's a set amount of time that takes for a bone to heal, and we'll just wait on that. So he's doing whatever he's able to do, light workouts. See him around the room real early in the morning, then he's not around much.
Bringing another young guy into the lineup tonight. Is it a stock speech you give these guys, or do you tailor it for each
guy? It's totally canned, but it's true. If you only get one, and over the years, anybody that you ever talk to has a pretty clear memory of that first one. Maybe not exactly what everybody's different, what they see and what they remember, but that's a big game for them in their lives, right? For the family, for their peewee coaches, for anybody that's ever come across the player in small town Canada, they follow them all the way up, and tonight is a huge night for all of them. It takes so many people to help a player get to the NHL. It's a great night. I've never told a guy just relax and try not to be nervous. I tell him the opposite. Take it all in and be nervous and be thankful and grateful before that puck drops. And then the other part of it is if you score three, you're not getting a 10-year deal. And if you're minus two, you're not going to the East Coast League. So just go out and play. We'll work on things, but don't think about anything else than playing the game that you know how to play.
So, Coach, you've got the stock speech, and you've had to give it a few times now. But
I think we're at 8 or 9 this year. Yeah.
Is there anything extra, a few recently, that you have to do with the other guys, your regulars or some of your people who are shifting around? I mean,
yeah.
You've got more and more injuries. Is there a sense of duct tape that goes into
No, but we've talked about making sure that you get out to the people that don't need your help, right? Because you've got, Matty Perreault, who's had his center and his winger shifted over and over again on him, and they need to know that you appreciate the work that they're putting in. And then you've got some young guys that you don't consider, the Sherratts of the world, who are closing in on 100 games, is the veteran guy when Morrissey's here. So yeah, you do try to make sure that you're still managing those other players as well.
What did you say about Ehlers?
Really good guy. What was the context?
The injury situation.
Okay, so he went to see a specialist last week. They wanted to wait 7 days. I believe that's tomorrow or the next day for that 7 days, so there's no update on him. I'll give you an update after he sees the doc.
I think Kozmatchuk is number 5 NHL debut for you this year. Probably only one of those was planned, Ehlers.
Right.
Clearly not the way you expect.
Yeah, Copper didn't get his, right? He had his one in Calgary at the end of last year. That's right. And Bermi, Nicky Petan, and then Armia came in today than I was in September. Because when the names are on the board in September, you weren't sure how the pieces were going to even shake out at the end of camp or how they would fit and then what they would look like 4 months later. So, you just look at what's changed for Nick Ehlers and the impact that has on your team. He comes to your lineup, and 2 or 3 weeks into camp, you realize there's something there and he's going to be on your team. Then he can only really play at that point with two center icemen. And with Little taking on more responsibility defensively, he's playing with one center iceman and he's playing the right side. That's where he's comfortable to start. Well, 4 months later, he's on the left side, really enjoys playing there, playing with Scheifele, but with Wheeler now. So there's been so much transition in how we view the players. Joel Armia is still showing us who he is, but go to from training camp to now, it's night and day. He's a completely different player, and how we view him, we're starting to see more of those things. I think Andrew Kopp is just starting to get a little of that confidence and some speed in his game, and I think even playing with Halaschuk and Lipon has kind of brought that out, that intensity level. Got a far better idea of what the pieces, the young pieces that we have, how they're developing, what path they're on, where come July 1st they sit on your roster and what you're comfortable with, what your needs are going forward. And then even looking out, there's 2 or 3 guys from training camp last year that kind of make the radar that you think, you know, I don't know when they're going to play for the Winnipeg Jets, but I'm pretty sure they're going to play for the Winnipeg Jets. And I'm hoping that at the end of training camp, I got two more or three more guys on the back burner as well. So I have a better understanding of, we'll have a fairly significant style change in some ways, just on the talent level that will come in.
Is it a different coaching job than you expected to do this year or no?
There, at times it's been a little bit different. We've had a lot of different pressure shifts in our season, from the start that we had that was fairly solid to a really difficult month in November. And then December, we played some pretty darn good hockey and didn't get over the hump. But even that, coming off the Dallas game, 4 points out in January, I thought, you know, there was a chance that we could hold this together and keep it fairly tight. The injuries to our goaltender, and while it didn't hurt us, and Hellebuck was really good for a long stretch, had a pretty good effect, I think, on how that played out.
Paul, Mark was named second star of the week.
Yep.
Last week. Beyond just the points aspect of what you've seen from him recently, what stood out to you about his game?
In December, he had 12 goals, and relates to how I think I tried to explain it earlier. Everybody that's played with Mark has played pretty well this year. So we start with Perreault and Ehlers and a bunch of different people on the left side. They were producing numbers at a pretty high rate. It shifted to Perreault and Stafford, and they had two or three really good weeks there. It was an exciting line. He got hurt, was out of the lineup for 11, and then played probably 3 or 4 weeks where he couldn't skate the way he needs to. And then after that, it doesn't matter who he goes with. He's playing really well, producing. The shift for me this year is Mark's become a driver on the team. So he's not playing with two guys. And last year, even with Wheeler and Stafford, there were times the veterans are clearly helping him along and making him a better player. Now he's, when you can take a look at a guy, and maybe Toby Enstrom fits into this on the back end, that the personnel around him changes, and anybody who plays with him plays their best hockey, then you've got a driver, a guy that can push the people he's with. Really unique ability to change his style. I don't love it all the time, but if he's playing, when he played with Perreault and staff, it was a lot more close area play. With Ehlers and Wheeler, a completely different game, and then again with Stafford, again, a different game, different styles, and he's maturing. Is what he's doing. He's getting stronger, and you'll start to see, and you see it now because he has the task of playing against the best the other team has. He's starting to drive harder in the games.
When you mentioned that he's become a driver, so is that, do you attribute that largely to just him maturing as a player and getting more experience?
Just time in the NHL, sure, opportunity, but it takes these young players a while. There's a threshold for every young player, and when they cross through it, it's, not only do I deserve to be in this league, I can be better than the guy I'm playing against tonight. You see it with defensemen and scrums. They don't drop their eyes anymore. Somebody comes to the net, they're staring at you because they believe they should be in the league just as much as you should. And forwards, almost when they go in to drop the puck, they're going in elbows a little higher, a little angrier, a little more compete in their game. And Mark's just passing through that, I think, now.
And we often talk about the leadership of this group. Is he an important part of that for you, and does he need to be for this group to have success going forward?
At the end of the day, I still think the biggest component to leadership is performance. And as his performance grows, his leadership in the room. Your goaltender is always a leader based on the minutes that he plays on the ice. The guys who consume the most time on ice drive your team. And he also has a personality and kind of a fit in the room that he gets out to everybody. And he's a bit of a bridge now. He was the real young guy, but now he's going to, when that core of players hits that 24, 25, they'll be driving the group. And he's moving into that.